Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It is Friday, and every Friday at about this time, we get into all of the new music, and we call it the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
Man, we got a couple of big features on this morning, Kennedy, with Chance the Rapper featured in a Justin Bieber song.
Yep.
And Pink featured in a Keith Urban song.
Yes.
But before we get to those, we're going to start with a hometown girl from Newton Center. It is Rachel Platt. The new song is called Soldiers, and it's been a minute since we've heard from our girl, Rachel. She joined us. You may remember we did an interview with her very on in the pandemic, and she was actually in a recording studio at the time.
It feels like 7 years ago.
It really does.
March.
This one apparently is an absolute anthem. It's going to make you feel like you can conquer anything. She took to Twitter to explain why she felt it was more important than ever to drop this song. She said, "It is my answer to all the division and confusion around us. I really believe that we need art and beauty of all kinds right now to help remind us of who we are and what we all have, the same beating hearts. So this is my little call to creators of all kinds. We need you." This is Rachel Platten, new. It's called Soldiers. What do you think, Kennedy?
I think Rachel Platten is the cover girl for anthems one needs when one is feeling blue.
Yes.
And when one feels that they can't move the mountain in front of them.
Right.
You play a Rachel Platten song.
Yes.
And suddenly it's a little molehill.
Yeah.
I love her. I love her so much.
I always forget how good her vocals are.
I know.
She's unbelievable.
She hit some notes in there and I was just like, wow, those are like Mariah Carey-esque
little
notes.
Little whistle notes in the back.
Sam Smith, Diamonds, Kennedy. Sam is back and better than ever. They surprised us all yesterday by dropping this single and announcing that the new album, Love Goes, is coming. Sam tweeted, "The last 2 years have been the most experimental time of my life, personally, but also musically. Every time I went to the studio, I promised myself I would shoot for the stars and have no limitations. The result has been so magical and so therapeutic and fun. My love for music is so broad, and all of my musical guilty pleasures became pleasures. No guilt, no shame, just the love of singing and creating and dancing." Love Goes is set to drop October 30th. From Sam Smith, Kennedy, this is Diamonds.
Take all the money you want from me. Hope you become what you want to be. Show me how little you care, how little you care. How little you care. You dream of glitter and gold. My heart's already been sold. Show you how little I care. How little I care. How little
drop
I
that
care.
Beat.
My diamonds leave with you.
Oh.
You're never gonna hear my heart break. Never gonna move in dark ways. Baby, you're so cruel. My diamonds leave with you.
That could be a number one song.
That's
right
a
there.
Surprise banger from. He's usually a sad boy.
Sam is speaking. They always speak of someone who broke their heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is the Sam Smith I love.
I said to Kennedy this morning, the real tragedy is we are not a club cafe and can't listen to this song while watching the music video. That is what Sam would want. I'm upset.
It is indeed.
I'm
wow,
upset.
That's good. Sam Smith. Again, that one is called Diamonds, Max, and Sugar. from BTS, Kennedy. The new song is called Blueberry Eyes. Max is feeling reborn with his new album, Color Vision, which dropped today. 2 years ago, Max had surgery on his vocal cords that left him unable to speak or sing for 4 months. Max said, "It felt like I was reborn," and that's the theme of the entire album, finding the color in your life and shunning the negatives and really diving into what's positive, things that you've overlooked before. As for teaming up with Suga from BTS, the two became friends when Max was touring in Seoul, and they sealed the deal with Korean barbecue and a Lakers game when BTS was touring in the U.S. Blueberry Eyes is filled with beautiful, loving lyrics to his wife, Emily. You know, we met Max many, many years ago. One of my all-time favorite, you know, mixed lounge performances here at the radio station. He jumped up on our conference table and started singing.
And he loves his wife.
He loves his wife.
Yes. It is something to behold.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
So Max and Suga from BTS, this is called Blueberry Eyes.
Kiss you each morning, strawberry sky.
No idea what he was saying
but
I am here for
it. But now I want to learn.
Me too. Mm. And he, Suga does the same, I feel like similar things that American rappers do, and they do this like, I kept
hearing. Jay-Z.
Wow. I was like, oh, Suga.
Watermelon Suga and Blueberry Eyes. I'm here for it this year.
It's a good song.
All super fruits.
Very important.
Kennedy played a little clip of this yesterday, but it was like a Zoom video version. It was, you know, it wasn't the best quality. Well, now we actually have it. Keith Urban and Pink. It's called One Too Many. We got the little taste of it during the ACMs, and now it's available for your ears whenever you want to hear it. Pink is becoming quite the name when it comes to country music. Of course, she joined Kenny Chesney back in 2016 with Setting the World on Fire, and then she teamed up with Chris Stapleton for Love You Anyway back in 2019. Now these two have joined forces for a fun ballad, Kennedy. One Too Many is a part of Keith's upcoming album, The Speed of Now, Part 1. Keith said, "I've always loved Pink's voice, but her artistry and her multifaceted ability to create and her God-given talent truly makes her one of the greatest voices of our time."
Preach. Okay, then.
Keith
Preach.
Urban and Pink, it's called One Too Many.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more. Spend all my money drinking on my own, yeah. In this bar, just sat here staring at my phone. And I keep second guessing, where did I go wrong? I know I'm proud, but I've let one too many come take me home.
Mm. I listened to that 75 times yesterday, and I'm not exaggerating.
I watched the video this morning. It's so good.
It's so good.
Pink could walk into any genre and just be like, I am queen here now.
Yeah. You're going to let me sing on your track
But
now.
She doesn't have that, like, listen to me vibe. It's always super collaborative. She's not trying to overpower anybody. Yep. She's
Absolutely.
Trying to be part of the conversation, and that's why I love her.
I love her.
Her in a feature with Anthrax, Dan, that would be straight
would
fire,
it.
Right?
I bet she could do Screamo if she wanted.
Yep. All right, here it is, Annie. I know you've listened to this one 75 times as well. Justin Bieber featuring Chance the Rapper. The song is called Holy, and could it be a new era for the
era? That's when you know you're from Boston when you add R's to the end words.
Could it be a new era for the Biebs? The new song incorporates a spiritual religious vibe, Kennedy, while still maintaining Bieber's best work, singing about his relationship. Justin and Chance are both very vocal about their connection with God and how faith has changed their lives. You can hear it in this song. Along with the song, the video dropped, which features Justin as a working man who loses his job but still finds hope with his girlfriend. Chance and Justin collaborated back in 2018 on DJ Khaled's No Brainer. Could the two team up for more gospel-like songs like this, Kennedy? Here it is. This is Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper. It's called Holy.
I hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint.
But I might go down to the river, 'cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch, yeah, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star.
Oh.
Can't wait another second, 'cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy.
Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper, that is holy.
All right. I have thoughts.
Yes.
The video just spoke to me.
Please watch it.
I almost cried twice. It's wonderful.
Yes.
I don't like the song.
Really?
Not really.
Why?
I it's hard for me to put in words.
Uh-huh.
Because it feels like it's this, I feel like he's using this sort of religious-y, Christian rocky kind of a feel.
Uh-huh.
But then talking about weed. Having sex with his wife. So,
yeah,
and which is fine, because
yeah,
all of these things were given to us by God, if that's what you believe.
Sure.
You're supposed to do these things.
Right.
Or whatever. It's just, it feels like it's two different things trying to be one thing.
The lyrics are definitely not typical gospel Christian rock vibe.
Maybe that's what gospel needs right now.
But I also feel like people kind of created this narrative. Do you know what I mean? That they were like, oh, well, Justin's coming out with a new Christian rock song. And he's like, no, I just...
This song is Christian rock all day long.
But and here's the thing, and I've heard this a lot, like, Christianity doesn't have to be weird.
100%.
Right? And so this, it's normal. Christianity is normal.
You should be able to talk about sex and talk about God in the
same time. Yeah, you can love weed, sex, and Jesus, right?
He gave it to all of us, right? So, yeah.
Right. So, I love
that. Put that on a t-shirt.
I love that, that it's like, it's just making Christian music, you know.
I just like that it had a trap beat. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say, Yummy and Intentions didn't really do it for me, but that was kind of hitting.
Yeah.
Don't think that I'll be a saint, but I might go down to the river, 'cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch, yeah, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me.
I just see people like at a church service, their hands up, like that's what I have in my head.
I just want to give you a hug.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second, 'cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me,
2020, the year we got gospel albums from Kanye West and Justin Bieber.
I need to hear that Chance the Rapper verse before I make a
decision. It's pretty good.
That's where the weed comes in.
Ah. Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.